Naval Station Norfolk closed gates and cut access lanes overnight with no named threat and no timeline. For the tens of thousands of service members, civilian workers, and Hampton Roads families who move through Sewell's Point every day, that means longer lines starting now. Watch whether Fleet Forces Command issues a matching notice. As of this morning, none had. Separately, Virginia lawmakers are pressing Governor Spanberger to call a special session before the SCC's 180-day clock runs out on the next Dominion merger, after which the deal is automatically approved. The push is bipartisan, the next move is Spanberger's, and whether any conditions lawmakers attach actually have teeth will determine whether other states copy the playbook. On the ballot this fall, a 1% sales tax dedicated to school construction and Northern Virginia transit. Early voting opens September 18th. Turnout in Northern Virginia will be the number to watch. Two transportation milestones worth knowing. Washington Manassas Airport received its FAA Part 139 certificate, the permission slip for commercial passenger flights, with airport leaders targeting 2027 for actual service. And in Roanoke, Virginia Tech cut in-state tuition at its Carolean School of Medicine by more than 23% to $48,985, backed by $6.5 million in recurring state funds. In Charlottesville, the city finalized its shelter operating agreement just 6 days before the Holiday Drive low barrier shelter was set to open, while encampment residents along the Ravanna said they were still in the dark as the September 1st clearance deadline arrived. William and Mary upset top 10 Villanova 35-32 in the season opener and cracked the national rankings. Good week to be in Williamsburg. For the full briefing plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.